Have you read or heard the news lately? Well, most of it is bad news, likely to leave you depressed rather than inspired. That's what you get these days on the evening news and other news media. The good news is that there is an alternative. Dr. William Porter has provided wholesome yet compelling stories about people's experiences that many consider unusual, extraordinary, or even miraculous. Dr. Porter is an author who has chronicled stories like these in several books he has written. These stories have come to life on the Storytelling Time radio broadcast. So be prepared to hear some good news for a change. Here is Dr. Porter with today's story.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Let's get started with a prayer. Lord God, thank you for life today because we know it was you who woke us up this morning. And it is by your Spirit that we live and function in our everyday lives. As we go our way today, help us to be a blessing to someone in need. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's word of inspiration comes from the following scripture, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Let's get started with today's story, which is a continuation of the story from last time. After the church service they attended, Courtney couldn't wait to tell Fred about how much it had changed her life. So after returning home and having a good night's sleep, the next morning she got out of bed where Gates slept, went into their living room, and gave Fred a call. She told him how much she appreciated him taking her to that service. Then she went into more detail and got very emotional while tearing up when she said, "Fred, I have to tell you, I never knew love like this before, not since I visited that church with you yesterday." And then she said with an amazing confidence that Fred had not seen in her before, "And you know what, Fred? Since Jesus came into my life, I feel that I'll never be lonely again. And this I know, now I'm lonely nevermore. No, lonely, never again." She went on to tell Fred how much she appreciated him for giving her an opportunity to have a renewal of life in the midst of her continuing difficulty with her husband. Courtney told Fred that she wouldn't be coming over to see him for a while because she had decided to stay home more often and help to improve her relationship with Gates. At first, Fred was disappointed that he would not see her as they had talked about. After all, he felt that she had given him just as much comfort as he had given her, since the love of his life, Maggie, was now gone, maybe gone forever. Then he realized that Courtney's visit with him to Queen's Church was having an effect. Then they ended their conversation. As for Courtney, she was caught up in the moment, but the moment for her had actually started yesterday with her visit to Queen's Church. It was a visit that changed her life, she felt. Her husband Gates must have worked late the previous night because as Courtney returned to the bedroom to check on him, he was still fast asleep. This gave her the opportunity to go back into their living room and listen to some music, comforting music from her heritage, she thought. So, as she was surfing the radio, trying to find that Malaysian station, she came to one that played gospel music. She immediately remembered Fred saying how much gospel, both in song and the spoken word, was a part of his heritage. Then she heard the announcer introduce a song that was called simply Changed. Well, Courtney felt that a wonderful change had come over her, and now she knew that she was free since attending that service. So she decided to listen closely to the lyrics of the song as it was about to be played.
Change my life complete.
Change.
The song reminded Courtney that a change can take place in a person's life, spiritually, because she felt that it had happened to her. But her prayer was that it would happen in Gates' life as well. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is follow-up to my previous posting in reference to Life in the Spirit by Dr. William Porter. I must say that I was more than thrilled to meet with him yesterday to gain my own personally signed copy of this book. I must also say that from page one, I was captivated by his connections with practical living, real life experiences to scripture. And for me, that is a win-win situation. But look, just don't take my word for it. Actually, yeah, take my word. But also, take a look and read for yourself. Life in the Spirit, Dr. William Porter. You can also access more information online at www.williamporterlife.com. Happy readings!
Welcome back. Courtney eventually told Gates of her visit to Queen's Church and how that experience transformed her life. Courtney had now started to get on her knees and pray prior to going to bed every night. Her husband found this behavior shocking. He could not understand the sense of renewal that had entered her life since attending that service at Queen's Church. She tried to explain things to him and shared some of what she had heard in the message that day. Courtney tried to explain to her husband that she still loved him. While Gates seemed mystified by the changes he saw in his wife, their relationship began to slowly improve, and every day she gave God the glory for having received it. Our scripture lesson today comes from Romans 8:28, and it reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." As believers, we do believe that the word is true. But it is a challenge to our faith to believe in this verse of scripture without reservation in certain circumstances. The skeptic might ask the question, how can anything good come out of a situation where the husband is abusing his wife, or vice versa for that matter? Besides, it's more than acceptable these days not to allow any abuse in any fashion. For Courtney, she decided to take an extreme approach and remain with the man she loved, even in the midst of abuse. She now believed that even in the current situation with her husband, ultimately things will work out for her good. Why did she think this way? Because she knew she did love God, and she felt that she had been called to a purpose, a special purpose designed just for her. And her alone. And that purpose, in her estimation, is to follow Jesus, that is, to believe, as well as to act on his teachings. But make no mistake, no one would have faulted her for leaving such an abusive situation. So why did Courtney stay with him? The answer to that question is she had come to know of someone who can change lives, who can help anyone, including her husband, overcome difficulties. Yes, that's right. She saw her husband with a difficulty, a huge difficulty, one of not believing in him, the one who allowed Gates not to believe in his existence in the first place as being an atheist. But Courtney believed. The scripture teaches that the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. And in this case, Gates sure was the weaker partner in the relationship. Courtney had come to believe that the one sure way of overcoming difficulty is to simply believe. But to believe with conviction, to have the kind of belief that Pastor Kane preached about when Courtney and Fred visited Queen's Church that day. Courtney never knew love like this before, even while still in a relationship where there had been no peace. But then again, Gates was not the source of this love that she knew. It was the Lord. Nevertheless, she did witness a gradual improvement in Gates' interaction with her over the next several days and weeks. Yes, Courtney was lost, but now she had been found. She felt that Jesus had turned her life around. She believed that he could do for her what he did for the blind man that Pastor Cain talked about in his sermon. Yes, she had found the light in the form of sight from her blindness, a blindness that had prevented her from recognizing the truth. But thank God she had been found by the Prince of Peace, the one that really matters. Yes, Jesus had turned her whole world around, she felt, and was now lonely nevermore.
Storytelling Time comes to you every week with exciting inspirational stories about people's experiences that are unusual, extraordinary, and sometimes miraculous. Why not join the fun? Yes, we can all add an extra dimension to our lives by reading about what others are going through. You'll be surprised to learn that their experiences are similar to some of your own. Today's story only includes portions of Dr. Porter's book, Heaven Can't Wait. Other details of the story could not be shared today because of the limitation of time. Why not read the whole account of the story? Just go to the website, williamporterlife.com, to receive information on how to order this book, as well as other books written by Dr. Porter. Yes, there's always more. More good news to read. Life in the Spirit. Miracles in the lives of ordinary people. Heaven Can't Wait, the sequel.